So yeah guys, so welcome to another episode of the Vibe with Edmond Doris podcast. I'm your host and I'm still the coolest boy in the world, Edmond Doris. So if you're listening for the first time, welcome. If you are my podcast listener, welcome. I hope you're having a good week. So very quickly into this episode, some announcement please. I want people to leave their ratings about the podcast on Apple Podcast. Please leave your rating on Apple Podcast. It will help me with visibility so other people can see the podcast. And please, I hope you are sharing. God bless you. So on this general episode, it was a tough week for me, but I managed to get some of my friends together and we're just, you know, we're chilling and we're discussing and we decided to talk. I decided to talk about patience because I feel like in this day and age, everybody wants to make it quickly, myself included. I want to know. I want money. People, the pressure actually of just being successful, being a good business person or being a decent human being is at an all-time high. A lot of people are chasing. You know, we're chasing after something. People are hustling. People, especially in Nigeria, plus you have to work because the naira is reducing. The value of the naira is reducing. And you understand? So things are getting more expensive. So the pressure on everybody is high. Everybody is hustling and everybody is trying to work. So I put together an episode that I feel like can help us deal with this pressure. Because this is how I'm going to deal with my own pressure. So and sometimes in the future, I can come back and I can play this and it can help me, you know, just be a better person. So I'll see you guys at the end. Guys, I'm chilling with some of the most coolest guys in the world too. I'm here with Caesar the artist, and you guys should go and check him out if you love football. This is a football podcast, so I'm bringing a football artist. Yeah, more.
My man literally put me in a box.
I'm sorry, I know you're not going to like that, but like he makes music with a lot of footballers and he has
football reference.
Yeah, football so. Reference, and you guys should go and check him out. So guys, I'm also here with Essay, the tech woman. Essay, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Of course, I'm here with the greatest drone pilot of all time.
Yes, sir.
Dora McFly.
Yeah.
So guys, so let's go again. Caesar, patience. What do you have to say about patience as an artist, as a creator, as a human being?
Patience is a virtue that, like I said, it ties a lot with faith. You feel me? I feel I can't have true patience if I don't have faith. Faith is where it what brings that patience.
Faith, without believing patience, without seeing.
Yeah. Literally, believing without seeing. Mm-hmm. You know, thought that there's this reference I'm always giving myself of. And I say it a lot in music too. Light in the dark, where the metaphor basically is me just saying, you know, out of nothing, like I had an idea. You know, literally all those cartoons, the way light pops in your head when you have an idea,
yeah,
light bulb.
So Eureka!
And then an idea just comes. So you just literally brought something out of nothing. So faith is, you know, kind of like that, holding on to that vision in your head and bringing it out, like manifesting.
And keep getting light bulbs all the time.
So in my head, what is in my head is the end result. But what I'll be egged on to do and what I'll be anxious to do is the next step. Mm. I don't... Because then, me trying to get the end result too quick, you know. I won't lie, at the same time, even with, I think I have a huge amount of patience, but I won't lie, there are days where I lack patience.
Ah, there are days everybody lacks patience.
You know,
patience.
I'm just like, you know what?
Kilo day, you know,
I have really toiled and toiled. I want this shit. Don't I deserve it now? You know, that type of... And it gets annoying, but then, you know, I just remind myself and I calm down. And it's just the picture in my head.
Remind yourself that it's like, a process.
Like... Down to
SA the producer, come, we are the one talking next. Where are you going? So if I say the producer, as the tech woman, as a programmer, yes, you're a programmer. How does patience come into your craft? And as a person too?
Well, there are two ways I can talk about patience as a programmer. There's when you're writing the code, obviously, things might not go as planned. It's English you're writing, yeah, but then it's a machine. Can't say do this and it will get exactly that result sometimes. So most times you just have to sit down, look at your laptop, close it, go and sit down, drink some cold water, rest your head and say, this, I'm coming back. But then there's also patience in, I feel like a lot of people are trying to get into tech. They feel like, oh, by the time you you learn one or two, you take one or two courses, you, that's the end dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So me now, recently I was hard on myself because I looked at my folks, I looked at my close friends, they're earning dollars, I'm here in Nigeria, earning Naira.
Naira doesn't really have value, you get.
But then sometimes I have to remind myself that, but not even, we're legit not on the same level, they have more experience than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been tough, yeah, but then this.
Just know that it's a process. Mm-hmm. Like you can't just do it one time. You have to step up. You have to work at it as well.
Yeah.
I feel you, Jerry.
What about you, Dara, as a drone pilot and as a businessman? Because you are the CEO of your company.
Yes, so. And I'm also more than that.
You're a lot of things. You know, so how will you say about patience? But I want you to talk about patience in work. Because when issue happened on Monday, and I want to share this story here. If you are listening and you haven't listened to the Monday episode, please go and listen to it. I dropped it late. I think I dropped it like by 2:30, and we were talking earlier about how with myself I'm always like it has to be 11 o'clock. Yeah, because apart from moving the pressure, I have a poster that says 11 o'clock. You understand? Oh, and I have a poster that says 11 o'clock, and I've told my graphics designer to remove it.
I said you should remove it,
and we're going to remove it. But personally, I feel like this is my podcast, is a program. You get, there are people that have been listening to me since March, and we're in September, and every Monday I drop an episode around the time. I struggle with the time. Not struggled, I experimented with the time. Not experiment, I grew with the time, because when I started, I wanted to release it as early as possible, because I'm like, Monday after the weekend games I have to drop it. But then after a couple of weeks, I saw that I don't have to release it so early, so I said let me put 11, and I felt like 11, so I worked with 11 for a couple of weeks. And then this week came and I had some issues with my editor. It was just very, very, very sad. I was sad that I couldn't release it at 11. You get what I'm saying? So I released it by 2. So I was just unhappy with myself. And it was when I was feeling like that. And then my babe was telling me that, guy, you have to chill. You have to chill. You have to chill. You are guy, relax. So what will you have to say about patience in your work?
In your work. Okay. When I think that patience is something that you have to constantly remind yourself that you need to have while you're working, and even before you start working. Because when you want to start a job, like me, for example, when I wanted to start this drone thing, I already like set some targets for myself. From what I saw, I was already thinking that, okay, by this time next year, I should be having like this number of clients. Okay, if I'm doing this particular number of jobs a month, I'll be making so and so, and I'll be fine. But life happened. Life will always happen. Things will not just always go your way. If things go your way, fine. But if it doesn't, you need that patience. You just need to know that, okay, you can't control everything in this world. Though you know what you're doing is good, but you cannot force people to actually work with you. You can't force some things to happen. Though if you're intentional, you can make things happen. But it's not every single thing that you can control. So that's where patience comes in. When you're just aware that, okay, I know that right now I'm not getting what I need to get. I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I know I don't have as much as I need, but in due time I'll get it. You just have to know that time. If you have time, there's literally nothing you cannot achieve. So you just have to believe it's a process. Go with that mindset that it's a process. If you are thinking about it, na, you're going to fail. You're going to fail, to be honest.
The funny thing about patience is, like now, in retrospect, I look back and I think there are phases in my career where I felt I don't want to be there. And now I look back and I'm like, I needed to be there. You
know? Yeah.
I needed to be at that particular place, in that particular point.
It's a process, actually. You know,
I was thinking then I was probably ready for things that, you know, knowing more now, like, I probably wasn't ready.
I think this is another thing I saw. They say sometimes we're praying for things that we want, but we actually can't handle it if God gives us.
Yeah.
You get. So patience is important. It's very important. And you should patience not just with your craft, but with yourself too. Because it's okay, like you said on the first one, that it's okay to slack sometimes. You get, it's okay to slack sometimes. It's okay to have some off days.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. Like, don't now kill yourself. Don't beat yourself up. you're alive, Abby. And everything, you are still breathing, you have your legs, you have your...
It's just like...
Just keep on keeping on.
It's just like football. Like, let's say like a Man City now is trying to beat a Watford. You know, a team that will sit back.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait
mm-hmm.
70 something minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the real sense, you have a lot of time, to be honest. You can score a goal in plus build up plus everything 20 seconds, 30 seconds.
20 seconds.
But you're looking like, damn, 15 minutes, you have to hurry up. And the thing is that the more antsy you get, the easier it is for them to defend.
Yep.
So now you need the patience in that 15 minutes, which is crazy because you've been playing for 75.
And nothing has happened.
Patience in that 15 minutes to calm down and say, okay, let's carve this team out. Let's just be patient, they'll get tired. Let's just keep going.
Let's just keep on doing it.
Yeah. Without trying to keep your eye on the clock. Because we do that as human beings too. Oh
yeah.
Shit, I'm 20 something. My life is going. My life is this. Da 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 da. You know, I think, especially for our age group.
And this is
our generation. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves.
Yeah. This generation is like really fast. Like, you see 19-year-olds making so much money. Then you're like 20 something and you're still living.
You're thinking, oh shit, I'm. And the point is, most people are actually still in your shoes. Those other people that are seeing that popping up, it's more now, but they are still not even they are not the average.
Exactly.
The average person is doing what you are doing, is having the same struggles you are having.
You might even, if you even actually assess it, you might even just be a little above
higher,
average.
Yeah.
And this but is and this know, exactly. I like
that.
I like that.
Way up there that we'll be looking at like, hey, look at my life. Oh.
I like that you guys have said this because this is now what I want to say. Why you should more reasons why, especially when you're in your 20s, if you are listening, because that's where like the most. My demographics of listeners is mostly 20s and 30s, but mostly so.
Yeah.
When I talk with my friends sometimes, I was talking with one of my friends, and I'm sure you'll be listening to this. He was complaining about this and this, and I was saying that, bro, chill out. You have time. I think that's our greatest asset. We have time. Like you said, provided like you are alive, you are 25, you are 26. If somebody dies at 40, if a man dies at 40, what do we say?
Gone too soon.
Fact to say, gone too soon. So you are not even like close to 40, and you are still pushing. You get so we have time. You just have to keep going every time. Have a clear vision of what you want to achieve, where you want to be. I'm sure everybody has that vision in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Don't allow the bad days to blow that vision.
Yeah. For me, now I've wanted to be what. I want to be for a very, very, very long time. Like before I fully even understood what it meant to be that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? For like maybe like 10, I already knew that nah, I was going to be an artist. I was going to be a rapper. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, and in my head, when I finally, you know, understood the kind of talent level I had at like 16, 17, I was like, shit, I'm actually so good at this thing. In my head, I'm like, fam. At 21, I'll be living
no
in Miami. like I didn't have doubts, to be honest. At that point in time, of course, like, with, but fam, I got there and then I understood that, okay, this thing is not as easy as I thought.
This thing is a lot of work.
Yeah, like, even with the talent level, like, I was right in gauging the talent well. I do actually have, you know, a one in
that's
a million type
the
of talent,
most
but it still doesn't matter.
Most talented.
It still doesn't matter. I just realized I need so many other things.
He's not the most talented person that.
So, but I still have to have the same amount of patience. If not more safe now that I'm closer to getting it than I was years ago.
Even the ones that are there or that we're looking up to up there, there are certain levels of patience that they must have had to get to where they are. They didn't just wake up and blow now. They would have done things, they would have put in the work, they would have. That's what people don't see. They never see the backstory. They never see the crew. They never see the work that is.
This is and this is another thing I think that will help, that helps for patience. And we talked about this on the previous one. We have to mention it here. This makes the whole process of patience with your work, with yourself, with your art. It's easier to be patient with yourself when you are in love with what you are doing, because when you are in love with what you are doing, it will just look like. For example, it's just like when we play FIFA, Dara. I love playing FIFA. So I won't say because you beat me, because you beat me once or you beat me twice, and I'm going to stop playing. You understand? Because most times when people are not patient with themselves, when it happens is you are going, you are building, you are working fucking hard, you are doing, you are grinding, you are consistent, you are hardworking, you have the work ethic, and then you hit a stumbling block. You will always hit a stumbling block. There will be plenty. That's why sometimes when I realized that Monday, apart from like always having a backup plan for everything, we talked about that before, was this thing we're trying to do is for life. You get, I want to make podcasts for the rest of my life. I want to talk and get people to listen. I know that there are going to be many more in the future bad days like that Monday where a lot of things will just go wrong due to no fault of you. You get, it's not always in your hands, you understand? So I know that a lot of those things will go wrong. So let me just brace myself and be ready for it. It doesn't mean that because I know that there are going to be bad days, I will now say, oh, I won't stop making podcasts. Because I genuinely love it.
Also, just for people out there, sometimes you might be forced to be patient with something you don't love doing as a result of something you love doing.
Yes, you can do that.
You know, that's a difficult scenario to be in. Because, like, now if I'm listening and I'm like, okay, as so far you love what you do, you should have patience. And me now, I'm doing something that I don't love it, but I'm doing it because of something that I do love.
Yeah.
I still require patience.
I have a friend that is working now. She's working, it's a stressful job in Lagos. She literally has no social life.
Yeah.
You get, because she has to work to get money to raise a cause that she wants to take for the end goal. But that's still part of the patience too now.
That's what I was saying about the vision. That the third eye thing is very
easy. The vision, self-awareness.
This is where I'm going.
Yeah?
This is where I'm going. I don't like what I'm doing right now.
Yeah?
It is because I'm reminding myself. I'm putting that vision in my head and I'm making it real. I don't even like to... That my own vision is even so vivid to the extent where, you know, in my head, I could have the street where I want to live, even if it's not in Nigeria. I could have Googled it out. I could have mapped it out. Okay, this property is up for sale. That type of thing. Mm-hmm. I really make it real.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. Because I want to, like, there are people that I look up to that make it real like that. As you were saying in the other distinct too, that there are books that you read that just tap into that, you know, level of manifestation for you mentally, that open up the third eye, so to say.
There's something I want to say. I've noticed that some people often mistake patience for complacency. They just assume that let me just be patient, and you now just sit down on their butts. I think that is the exact opposite. If you are being patient, don't sit down. That's when you should even work.
But I'm eager for the next thing.
So that's what people don't understand, because if you tell them patience, it's easy to just go like, okay, well, let me just go and be patient.
The patience is that you score, not stop shooting.
Another word for patience is long suffering. Exactly.
Long suffering.
Yes, long suffering. So keyword.
I don't like that.
But it's actually true. Because patience is not something that is pleasant now.
Patience is not pleasant. It's actually not.
But you just have to know that you're suffering for long to get to that goal. So God help us get to the goal. Jesus.
But how, let me ask you, say, how do you, because we talked about patience and I talked about this earlier, where I said that if people understood the world and how difficult life is hard, you get, it's extremely harder if you're in Nigeria. Extremely harder if you're in Nigeria. So like, why do people try to stress people, or why are you not like empathetic? We talked about being empathetic towards other people. So I want to talk about, like, with yourself now. How do you practice patience with yourself?
Do you mean like the literal steps I take?
On the days where things are very hard.
The days where I'm impatient.
Yes, when you are impatient with yourself, how do you call yourself?
I just get into my therapeutic mood. To be honest, it is.
What's your therapy?
A lot of burning trees. A lot of that, but other things like that too, not necessarily only that, but that is the go-to, to be honest. But then music, it could be, okay, maybe I want to write something down, maybe I want to, funny enough, listen to a podcast.
Your craft is an escape as well.
For me, my craft is an escape, you feel me?
Okay, your craft is an escape, goes for you.
So I can actually, maybe my patience was coming from lack of me not being able to put this out, and my remedy is me making another song, as crazy as it sounds, like.
What about you as a programmer? How do you... No, forget as a person, because I know you have dreams, you have aspirations, you want to... I'm sure you want to be the best programmer in the world, or maybe you don't want to. But, like, how do you... how do you call yourself back on the time? Because on Monday wasn't easy for me. You get, I struggled to come up with the podcast notes. I was thinking a lot of things that are more, why is all these things happening? I know what I want, and the thing I want, I'm not going to get it if I'm slacking. That is my own belief. Mm-hmm. You get, I'm going to get it if I'm doing what I need to do. You understand what I'm saying? And then that Monday wasn't looking like it, and I was contemplating not dropping an episode. I'm like, hey, what's going to happen? Yeah, but I know that it's on the days where you don't feel like walking, where you don't feel like getting up from your bed, where you don't feel like writing, where you don't feel like singing, where you don't feel like flying your drone. It's those days you actually have to fly your drone, because if you're only working when it's easy and when it's convenient for you, you are going to be you know good job. You guess. So how do you call yourself back?
Well, for me personally, apart from like work, the other things that I really want,
mm-hmm.
that I don't see, especially when it comes to like maybe physical and mental health, because there are times when I used to walk out and I'll just be like, oh my god, I don't look the way I want to look.
Yeah, walking out.
Yeah, but then when it comes to like mental health, I just take some time, write in my journal, sleep, listen to music. I think music is an escape for me. Then I also just think about how far I've come. That makes me feel better.
I like that thinking about how far. This was what I saw. They said most times we're at a place where we used to always dream of too. You get, I've always wanted to be at a point where I was making posts. I'm sure you always wanted to be at a point where you could be.
Mm-hmm.
You get where you could be flying drones. That helps you chill out a bit and know that I'm going somewhere.
Yes, and with journaling it helps, because sometimes whenever I look at my, I don't write very often. I write like once a month, once in 2 weeks, but whenever I look at what I've written before, because last year I only wrote my journal once, and that already showed how things were for me. So every time I write in my journal, I just go back and read everything and just see
your growth,
see my growth, like this is where I was, this is how I felt about particular things, and now I feel way better, and things might not be what I want, but at least they are better than before. So
I always like I told you about I told you guys about writing. Yeah, there's something powerful in writing. When you write things down, especially like things you want or the way you are feeling is very important. Cause like you said, and that's why I like to take pictures and I like to make videos. Cause in the future, it will put a lot of things in perspective for me. I'm like, oh no, this is how. Look at how far you've come in like the space of maybe 6 months or 3 months. You get what I'm saying? What about you? Or what other traits as a business person, as an artist, as a creator, as a creative, what other traits will you say is important apart from like patience?
Aside from patience. Okay. Like in our previous discussion, like I mentioned, I said that you have to have the passion. You have to have the passion for what you are doing. That passion is actually what's going to fuel the patience. That I said that we should not try to downplay patience. Patience is also very important. But apart from patience, we can just move ahead. Apart from patience, I think you should just also be self-aware.
Self-awareness is key.
You should be self-aware. You should know the value of what you are doing. If you know the value of what you are doing, you know how you get to where you want to go.
Yeah.
You know how you navigate your current situation better. Exactly. So and you know how to navigate your current situations. Time. You know how to up your game. You know so many things. Yeah. So me, I just feel that self-awareness is also a major key, apart from patience and passion, like I've been saying as well. Just know what you are doing. Know what you want to do, and just.
You said something that intrigued me, Duesi, when you're talking about patients with mental health. I feel like that one is a completely different, animal. You know, if you have a mental health issue now, you're dealing with it, and you require patience to get over that, it is so tough. It is different kind of tough to what we're talking about. Because we're talking about this one of, toiling, and I think sometimes toiling is easy when you know how to toil. You know, it's harder, much harder when, I'm trying to get something out of my head, and I can't even fully grasp exactly how to or what is wrong, but I just know something is wrong. Like, if you're seeing a therapist now and, you know that, what if it takes 5 years to get, and you're just in your second week of therapy? Like, the patience that you need from, because whatever made you go to therapy is probably disturbing you, it's still disturbing you. And you're already still working on it, but it's no improvement. Like having patience in those
This is something I want to say about patience too. When like being patient with yourself is not having a time limit. When you put a time frame to what you want to achieve, then there's a lot of pressure on yourself and a lot of pressure on the thing. And that's for me, I feel like that's where people get it wrong.
I also learned that in the last
That's why, you know, we talked about us being young. There's time. I want to have an endorsement deal for my podcast. A big million dollar endorsement deal, you get. But I don't know when I'm going to have it. And I'm ready to wait. I can get it at 50. You get, if I get it at 50, all my years of struggling will not matter then. You understand what I'm saying? And this is the funny part. I know it won't get to 50 if I continue doing the things I'm doing. You understand what I'm saying? But like if I now go, it's just like when I came, I told you when I came, when we talk, I said I want to be the number one podcaster in Nigeria. There are a lot of biometrics to measure, because there are people that we can go and ask and they'll tell you that, oh, it's me. But there are people that will mention other people. Yeah, but I can't just let's use Apple Podcast charts for example. Now the number one there is there, but they have started since 2017. I'm just starting in May. Do you understand? So I'm starting now. I'm pushing my podcast. I'm promoting it and all that. And I'm saying when I go and check the chart, I'm not number one. And then I'm upset with myself. It doesn't make sense. Because
you have to be realistic.
I have to be realistic too, and you have to give yourself time. People that have been doing this since 2017. And you that are just starting, you're not on the same level. It's not a fair fight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't put your I'm ready to wait. You get what I'm saying?
That's why it's because of self awareness that you know that you are ready to wait. Some people,
however long
say,
it takes.
But what I'm being is dope. Why am I not number one? I need to be number one. And they will just put unnecessary pressure on themselves and they might even just fall off. At the end of the day, so just know what you are doing, know the value of your work, and know your worth, and just keep on putting in the time. Like you were mentioning earlier, bro, that time is time is very important. Time is
of the essence. But really, though, as a young look at the stories of most of the most successful brands. When I mean brand now, apart from business, I mean personal people. You get. It took time now. Many of them did not get it.
If you read on all these Coca-Cola, Kellogg's, all these people, apart too many failures. Was it Thomas Edison that invented light bulb? Said I tried like 999 times or something. I was like, I can't try. See, patience. That's what he did. And now he's an icon. He's a legend in the science game. So you just be patient, you get there.
Okay, before we end, I want to talk about criticism. We talked about this previously, but criticisms and reviews. How do you handle criticisms and how do you handle like reviews, positive reviews and positive feedbacks and criticisms as an artist? How do you balance it?
Well, it depends on the sliders. Depends on if someone that is, you know, well versed in hip hop wants to give a criticism of my work, I'll be very excited because I don't think there's anything that you say that I would see as a negative criticism, because you just give an opinion. And that is what the art was meant to do. No matter what you say from it, but it's going to give you an emotional response, and that's just what I want. Now, whatever emotional response you give me might differ. You know, you can say, well, what I derive from this is that you are a petty, this, and you're still mad about your ex from 10 years ago. That is what you feel me? And I basically say, actually think you matured from that. You are trying to actually speak of the pain that you felt from, you know, different angles. Like, so far it gives that, but then I don't always get constructive criticism from, you know, people that are, like, if you are doing music, people that judge you don't know music necessarily. If you know, like people that are talking about hip hop don't know the history. But they can give an opinion on it, and I have to take it. So me, that's what it does. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows nothing about nothing can come and tell you how to do what you do. But so me personally, I know how to close off that part of it. You feel me? But I still receive criticism in areas that it bothers me, because that's not what I do. and I'm trying to work on that. I don't like being criticized for something that I don't even do in the first place. Like, oh, your brand, this thing is not da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I'm not a brand, this thing. I see myself as, like, Van Gogh. You feel me? My job is not to actually put it on the wall. I'm just supposed to paint it. So when you criticize me for anything other than painting it, I feel rubbed the wrong way, and I feel like I'm not viewed as what I am. You feel me? Like, if you guys come and tell me that, that video that you dropped, like when you guys were telling me about the Bruno video.
Okay.
That, I also want you to talk about what the song made you feel. Of what, you know, the lyrics in the song said. That's what I fucking care about, man. I don't give a fuck whether it's 1 million, it's not 1 million. Nah. I am really pure in the art form, because that's just, I am really an artist, you feel me?
Okay. What about you as a programmer? Do people criticize your work?
Yes.
People give you, okay, so.
I have superiors. And then, like, people will review your code, they will ask you questions. Why you. And sometimes it can be very hurtful. I remember there was a time.
Helpful
I
wanted, or hurtful?
Hurtful.
Okay.
There was a time I wanted to write an article on how to help people, because mm-hmm. I would reach out to people and ask for help, and they'll ask me questions and make me feel stupid. They'll be like, why did you write it like this? And I'm like, but that's how I know how to write it. You can tell me that this is wrong mm-hmm. and this is how to do it. But most people, I just feel like most people don't have patience with other people. They just feel like, I'm asking you for help. Try and help me. But it's like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And they just come at you. And at the end of the day, you're just like, why am I
That's what I say about, like, if people understood how difficult it is. Because since I started this podcasting thing, I've seen, not just podcasting things, even like trying to build a social media account, trying to build a brand. It's not easy.
You have seen shaky.
So, like, when you now see somebody that is putting effort, instead of being harsh and being hurtful, empathize and be patient with them. It's not easy. You get, so I understand completely how you are feeling. Like, but it's a Nigerian trait. So Nigerians just like to, I'm horrible, I'm feeling shit, I want you to feel shit too. How dare you? Why are you even trying?
But do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes I find myself doing that to other people.
You do it to other people?
Like, it's unconscious, yeah? So mm-hmm. I've had somebody that works with me, but like, she's not that good. And she'll reach out to me for help, and I'll just be like, oh, this girl has come again. But then, at a point, I had to be like, I've been there. Like,
I
was her at one point.
You get.
Yeah, so I guess you just have to.
What about you, Dara? How do you deal with criticisms and reviews in your own work?
Mommy, I like it too. I like it. Go on. But me, I've noticed that with what I do most of the time, I think because of drone technology just being like a new thing, I don't really get a lot of negative comments. Most of the time, oh, this is just mad. So that I'm like, I just put my drone in the sky and took a picture. But when some people now actually say that, hey, this is rubbish, I'm like, eh. Now, I react two ways from those things. Sometimes, if I know genuinely that I really did not try that much, and the person says this is rubbish, I'll just be like, well, I know deep down that this wasn't my best, so let me just try to up my game. I like to watch tutorial videos on learning how to fly better, smoother transitions, flying smoother, knowing how to move your drone to get these different effects.
I think sometimes
so it pushes me to do that.
Remove the emotion from it.
Exactly.
Take the knowledge of what the person
exactly.
is saying.
So when you tell me that,
they say it wrongly, they mask it with a lot of emotions, a lot of this thing.
Actually, put emotions
this
into
thing,
taking.
But they might put knowledge into it.
Whenever somebody says something, depending on how they say it, if they're like super mean to me and they're just not helpful, I would just be like, you know, there was a point last year I felt so bad because people were not really helping me. And I wrote on my paper that, like, on the paper, and I was like, I will never put myself in that position that I will actively be seeking for help like this. Like, I was really upset, and I wrote like a bunch of things, and it just made me work harder, actually. I don't know if it works like that, but it made me work harder. But then I was angry. It was that anger that made me work harder.
The anger,
I was like, me?
So I think this is where we are now different, and you guys talked earlier about, like, me putting too much pressure on myself, which I know I do. Because I do this because I don't really take people's criticisms and people's praises to heart. I see it. I appreciate that people take time. It's right for my podcast. I appreciate that. People tweet at me. People use my hashtag. I appreciate. I want to see what you think. You get bored. I don't really allow it to get into my head because I get a lot of messages, you know. Now, even when I put out content on Twitter, sometimes I put out an opinion about Ronaldo, for example, which I know what I'm doing. I know what I want you to see. I know what I want you to read. So when I put it out, you go through my Twitter page, you get through the comments, you see a lot of people who are abusing me, people who abuse. Some people will pray, some people will laugh, some people will come, keep cooking, you know, this thing. I like the good ones. When I read it, I just smile, you get. But the bad ones, I just see it like, oh, this person is suffering, is struggling, you understand? Because if you see somebody that is trying to put something together, you see someone making an effort, as a normal human being, you won't just go out there and, you understand what I'm saying?
And bash what the person is saying.
So I can never take your reviews. So I'm coming. So I don't really take the bad ones to heart. When I get a bad feedback or a bad comment or a negative comment, I don't really take it to heart. I just read it as that, and that's it. Mainly I read it, it's done. I'm scrolling over it. So, you get.
I want to circle
then back. The good ones, I appreciate them. I could, but I don't need those very good comments to like keep producing or keep doing the things I'm doing, because I know that I just need to keep going. So the pressure for me is now, I'm my biggest critic, basically. Let me just put it like that. So that's why, like, those...
It's from within.
Exactly. That's why the time... That's why... Because nobody's going to come... Even if my podcast was sponsored, let's say I have a brand that was paying $1 million on an episode, I can still be late by 2 hours and nothing is going to happen. That's the beauty of, like, jobs like this. Even with content, too, because sometimes when you work for brands, they'll tell you, okay, make a post, this... You can be 30 minutes late, you can be 1 hour late, nothing is going to happen, provided you are making it. You get but nothing is going to happen. But it's just me holding myself to like a standard that, okay, I know nobody is actually checking you. You have to check yourself. So that's why I think that one is even worse.
When you put the pressure on yourself.
Yes.
Well, me, I want to even circle back to something I said earlier on. When you asked me how I deal with criticism, and I was talking about the negative ones, I just remembered another angle. You see, earlier on when I said you have to know the value of your work, if you know, like me, as a drone pilot, if I know that I've given you a video, and that video is dope, is even the industry standard, and because of one thing or the other, I know that you're now saying, this video is not this, that. Because I know about my work and I know what I do is good, I'm just like, nah, this person is straight up hating. That's it. So you exactly. just have to believe in exactly. yourself, believe what you're doing. And because I know what I'm doing, if somebody now gives me criticism, I know that, okay, yes, I can actually up in that aspect.
Yeah.
Then I get better and I improve my craft. So there are two ways to deal with it. Actually, know that what you're doing is not trash. I need to tell you it's
that's
trash.
That's what self-awareness. Yeah. Self-awareness is knowing yourself, knowing your worth, knowing what you are good at, and knowing the work that you are doing.
Yeah.
You get. So I think that's about it. It's already 30. This episode is already 36 minutes already. I think we should end it at 40. Any last words, Essay, on patience and criticisms?
I actually had a question because, like, you guys seem to be talking about being self-aware a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how do you now not let that get into, like, pride? Because Dara said something about if he's certain that something is up to standard and somebody is coming to say otherwise, that he'll just be like, this person is hating. But, like, how?
He's a hater.
You won't tell the person that is hating now. You won't
obviously
tell the person.
Just what if your self-awareness is...
If need be. I'm not trying to look at that. Let's just be clear on that. Like, if you're hating, like, and you need to know...
Yeah, it means that you have beef with me, not my work.
Yeah, you feel me?
Because I know what I'm doing is good.
That's the same way I'm always shocked at
and
people that go...
And if you're a stranger, you probably
do you know how you know if what you're doing is good? Because you look at what other people are doing. It's part of it.
Yes.
You look at the people that are there. You see what they're doing. You're like, I can do this now. So somebody will now just come, one nigga from Ikorodu now just come and just tell you that.
Because this is it, nobody, and that's why I'm always shocked at people that go around the internet insulting, or maybe you can make a tweet about Ronaldo now. Ronaldo or Messi or Whiskey, any of all these celebrities that happen, and then there are people that come and they are insulting you. And I'm like, why are you doing this? Why? Even if I say a wrong thing, there are better ways to correct me. You know, there's always a better way to correct. So if you are coming with that hateful or negative, there are some people that legitimately want to use their words to break you. They want to literally,
we grew up around bashful words.
They want to literally break you.
Very, very.
So you can't take them seriously. So if you want to call it pride, I don't care. For me, it's pride. Good. You have to have it as a self mechanism to deal with.
To have that pride,
that's where there is not saying you need to know what you are doing. You understand? And you should be able to defend it anywhere. Like my podcast now, I can go to any place in this world and say it's good content because the things I'm talking about, they make sense. There's nobody that will actually sit down to hear the things I'm saying here on the football episodes or the general episode and say, ah, this is shit. Why would you say shit? How is this shit? Shit that what? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like what you're programming. Can anybody do it better than the way you are doing it? Yeah, yes, but it's still not bad. It's not bad to the extent that someone will now tell you that you're a shit programmer.
Exactly.
You understand? Ah, because you spent out years working on it.
But to be honest as well, though, there were times that I was definitely shit at what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be self-aware enough to know that, okay, I'm shit at this thing, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I'm trying.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, that's where empathy comes in. Sense.
No, so if you now come and tell you that you're actually shit, then you know that, okay, yes, I just need to up my game.
You need to up my game.
And that's just it. That's simple.
Because I won't lie, self-awareness, even though it seems like pride, it comes with a lot of humility, to be honest.
Facts. Humility. And this is what I said. The mark of great people is they understand just the way you know what you are very good at. You should also know and be aware of the things you are not good at too. So when people come and tell you about it, you don't take it to heart.
See, now some people think having self-value, you know, like if I value some of the things I do, but because you don't rate it, you think it's pride. Because I value...
Because you value what? Yeah.
No, that's not pride. That's just me.
That's just me knowing that what I'm doing is good.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Alright. Any last words on patience and because most of these episodes I do them for myself, because on the times when I'm feeling impatient or I'm feeling like I want to rush the process, because I'm like, I've done this, look at what I'm doing, God, when is this thing going to come? I come back and I play some of my episodes just to remind myself, like that Stop Hiding episode. On the days where I feel like I'm putting myself out there too much or I'm doing too much, I just go back and look at it and I'm like, bro, you're not doing enough. Yeah, no? You get. So any last words on what would you like your future self to, what would you like your past self to know on patience and criticism? Short word.
I don't think I look at life like that ever, to be honest. I always feel like what happened the right way because of the knowledge I have now. So if I didn't know then, my not knowing led me to knowing now. So I don't want to redo anything in the past.
No, I'm not saying you should redo anything.
No, I didn't want to go back and give him any information.
Okay, so for a young artist now, say someone that is 16, 17, that loves music.
A young artist, someone that is truly an artist. Because there's a lot of people that do music. A lot of people do music, but they are not artists.
Okay.
Someone that is truly an artist,
okay,
this advice would be helpful in terms of... Because I had that difficulty where I couldn't grasp how people could not see how great what I was doing was. But then... It's crazy, just like watching someone paint something. Sometimes when they're starting, it looks like shit, utterly.
Mm-hmm.
And they just do everything like, oh, you're building a face, mad, that, you know. So then I get upset when you're not seeing it from the first base level, which is actually absurd if you come to think of it. But to me, it wasn't at the time. It's like, you should see that this is some amazing shit. But then they can't if you have not got it to a certain level, because it is you that is doing it. You're literally creating this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't there before, so nobody knows that this is how it leads to this. So understanding that your vision will take time to be assimilated by other people.
Yes.
Is part of it too. You know.
Like, what about you? For a young programmer, what would you say to someone that wants to go into programming, tech, on patience?
Well, it will get frustrating. I don't think there will ever be a time. Even people that they've been coding for a long time, I don't think there will ever be a time that you would have, you write code and it will not have a bug or something. Like, the frustration is part of the job.
It looks like frustration.
It
does.
Why would they make something bug? I want to fuck this bug.
It's actually not that bad. It's part of your job, actually. Mm-hmm. It comes with it. But I feel like a lot of people give up so fast because they feel that's it's supposed to be easy. Too. Nothing is easy.
Nothing good easy. Comes easy.
There
are many great artists out there that they give up too early.
The smallest things that people do, you might see someone doing something writing. You say, well, writing is easy. It's not just to write words. But it's not. It's more than that, yeah? Mm-hmm. Someone who writes knows that it's more than that. So people need to understand that nothing is easy. Don't give up. Just be patient.
What about you, Dara? See you. As a deacon, as a CEO, Mark, everything basically, yeah.
Not just in business, but just generally. I just want to talk to people generally. Like, you see, one thing about patience is that it's not just the ability to wait, but it's how you behave while you're waiting. Mm. Patience is bitter, but the fruit is sweet. These are popular quotes that I'm just dropping, but. Basically, what I'm just trying to say is that when you are being patient, it's not just, like I mentioned earlier, don't just sit down and be like, okay, man, I'm just being patient and I know my patience is going to work for me, though I'm suffering, but it's going to get better. No, it's a time for you to keep on working. It's a time for you to keep on pushing. Patience is not just sitting down. It's actually working. Like we said before, it's
long suffering. Don't get complacent when you are patient.
Yeah, don't get complacent when you are patient. Work harder. That's even when you should put in more work and just believe. And trust the process and try and enjoy the process too as well, because like I said, the process is bitter but the fruit is sweet. So things just get better with time, my people.
All right, where can we find you on social? Nobody asked me a question on podcasting, so that I can tell, because I know a lot of people have been, I should make special episodes for people that want to start, because I've been getting a lot of that. You guys, I wish I could actually put everybody in a group and just talk to them at once, because but I've not had the time. But what I will say to anybody that wants to start, just like you say, writing is not easy. People think that it's not hard, not be to just gather my friends, come and talk. It's not. That's just one part of it. The hard part is in.
I also don't feel everybody should have podcast.
You also don't feel everybody should.
I think that notion also needs to be stressed. I'm a positive guy. I won't lie, I am, but I don't really believe in just encouraging people to do everything. No, sometimes it's not meant for you. Some of you that want to do the podcast, it's not meant for you.
That's why. That's why I said. Self awareness. This is how podcasting should be. It's not the talking. Anybody can come. You can be talking with your friends and make a recording of it. But it's in the marketing of it that's the issue you get. It's the marketing that's the big deal. Because for some people, this is why they give up. You gather your guys and you guys talk something that makes sense that you think everybody should hear. But when you put it out, all the work and everything, you get like 20 plays. Some people don't even get up to 20. It's discouraging. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. If you want to go into it, you have to be patient in the sense that... And even starting a social media account, when you start... Instagram, Twitter, when you are making your posts and you are making your content, nobody's going to see it. No likes, no comments, no retweet, no engagement, nothing. But if you are consistent with it and you are improving on it, it will people will see it. So for podcasting is in the marketing.
Yeah, but like
posts,
there was something he said. So like, how do you know that your patience isn't like misplaced? Like, if there's something that is pretty obvious that I cannot do, but then I'm like, I'm patient, I'll persevere.
Self-awareness. That's what I talked about. Self-awareness is now knowing. It's just like me now. It's just like me now saying I want to be an artist. I want to sing. I can't sing for shit. But if I'm in my head deluding myself that I believe that, I can be an artist, I'm going to the studio. I'm recording. There are people that still, if I start saying
people
today,
like that, if you're not telling that guy your song is trash, you're not like, that is a hater.
If I start singing today, there are people that are going to fuck with it. That's the truth. That's the way music is. If I start singing, if I decide that, I want to start singing today, there are people that will listen.
Nisha as your friend, I have no choice.
I think for everybody and people really should read on self-awareness. Self-awareness is in understanding your strengths and your weaknesses.
Trying to allude to, though, sometimes patience, even something that is meant for you, sometimes feels like it's not. Like So how do you differ? And how do you now know that, okay, this one is not meant for me, I just need to go the extra hard mile? And I think that's where, if you're at that kind of junction, where if you love it, it should come into play. You feel me?
That's it. That's where loving
is. And you should also search for knowledge. Sometimes, you know, just having the expertise in that field will open your mind to a lot of things and let you now know that, okay. Because self-aware, you can be self-aware, but not aware of what you're actually trying to achieve. And then your self-awareness cannot come into play then, because you don't even know what is required of you. So how do you know that, oh, I don't have what is required? Because so sometimes it's just learning about that thing itself.
All right, guys, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys. This episode don't be long, but thank you guys for coming. Dara McFly, where can we find your social media?
Dara _ McFly, MCFLY on all platforms.
Caesar, Caesar baby.
Yeah, CAESAR _HIT on Twitter, Instagram, Caesar.125.
What of on Apple Music? I know you have songs there. I want a lot of people.
Caesar is king.
Caesar is king. You guys should check out his songs. He has a song on Bruno. He has a song on Jason Park, which is my personal favorite. Essay, do you want to be found on social media? Essay doesn't want to be found on social media. As for me, you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Edmond Doris. And please share the podcast. I know there are people that will need it. There are people that will need... I made this podcast intentionally for myself so that on the days where I'm rushing the process, I will come back and play it and realize that I need to be patient, not just with the process, but also with myself. You understand? And I hope that God will help everybody in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, yes, guys, thank you for listening. I appreciate you taking your time to listen to me. It means a lot. It means a lot. Please, because of everybody that has been sharing and everybody that has been listening, we are the number one football podcast in Nigeria. Thanks to everybody. Well, I checked the chat and I saw that we're number 10 in Ghana. So big shout out to everybody that is sharing the podcast. If you are listening and you like the content and you think that it's good content, please send it. If you listen to this point, then you think it's good content. So please share it to one person. Send it to one person. Send it to one person. Send it to one person. Let the person listen, because I feel like they can learn from it. And I'm going to make more episodes like this in the future. And I've done a lot of dope episodes in the past that you can check. There are about 23 episodes. This is 24th episode now. We have the You Are Single Because episode. I have the Turbulence Flight episode, which is very hilarious. I have the Are You Team Hostel, which is really blowing up. Team Hostel disc, just things that will just invoke good memories to you. So thank you guys. I really appreciate. Again, we're still open for advice. If you want to advertise on the podcast, you can hit me up and we can talk something. I'm open for support too. If you like what I'm doing and you want to support me, please reach out to me. Help the ministry to help me a lot. Thank you. So please, guys, share the podcast and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, please. Very important. And as we go about, I think that we should try to always like call ourselves. I know everybody's working and all that, but from time to time we should try to check and be patient with ourselves and try and improve our crap. Whatever it is that we're doing, I feel like we can always work to make it better in anything, even as a person, to us, like as a human being. And I have a book that I always recommend to people to read. It's called The Subtle Act of Not Giving a Fuck. If you want the book, hit me up on Twitter, on Instagram, or at Edmond Oris, or on WhatsApp, if you're on my WhatsApp, and I'll send the book and it will help you just develop the mindset. Because in this time, especially with the way the country is going, you need to have a strong mindset. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I feel people need content like this. So guys, please keep sharing and keep supporting. God bless you.